every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, on a beautiful Thursday, July 17th, 2025. You will not be hearing the voices of Brian Alvarez or Mike Sempervivi today. However, you will be joined by myself, Filthy Tom Lawler, former UFC fighter and professional wrestler. And in the second segment of the show, I will be joined by the illustrious professional wrestler, Lance Storm. So as always on the show, we have a ton of news in the world of professional wrestling to get into. Last night, of course, we had a follow-up to AEW's biggest show of the year, AEW All In, in the form of AEW Dynamite, coming to us from Chicago, Illinois, as AEW so often does. And that will lead us into another stacked weekend, not as packed as last weekend, of course, where we had Great American Bash, we had Saturday Night's Main Event, we had AEW All In, we had WWE Women's Evolution, we had a smorgasbord of shows. It's a little bit lighter of a plate this week, but still tonight we have TNA Impact on its usual channels, including Access in the U.S. Also, we have TNA Slammiversary this upcoming weekend, which emanates from New York City, which we can, of course, get into with Lance Storm later on. We have AEW Collision once again coming to us from Chicago, as they will be there until, I believe, the 31st of this month in the same ballroom that they came to us from last night. And that doesn't even include the UFC. We have a PFL show. We have tons of news to get into, including the debut of Chess Chop. Are you ready, Lance? We'll talk about it later in the show.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, four essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
No respect here on Wrestling Observer Live. Not Brian Alvarez, not Mike Sempervivi. Today, it's Filthy Tom Lawler. It's Lance Storm in the house. Lance, how you doing?
I'm doing great. The first ever solo Lawler and Storm show.
Yeah, first ever. I did do one solo show in the history of my time here on the website, and unfortunately, it was the day that Bray Wyatt passed away, so not the easiest of assignments that day, but hey, I'm looking forward to today, Lance. It's always great. Coming in, we had a commercial from Brian Alvarez, actually, where he said his show, After Dark, presents news on the weird with experts on the source. And that is also what we present here on Wrestling Observer Live, because there's plenty of news to get into. And as I said, we have an illustrious expert, in my opinion, fantastic wrestler, Lance Storm.
So. Old guy that's been in the business for a very, very long time. Yes.
That's how you describe yourself?
Yeah. A very experienced seasoned veteran. Gosh, I'm coming up on 35 years in the pro wrestling world. So,
wow, 35 years and still on the road, you know, what, a few times a month,
1 to 2 trips a month, leave Saturday for New York because Slammiversary is at the UBS Arena in, I think it's the Long Island area. I don't know the exact suburb and location, but the UBS Arena in New York City.
Yeah. Long Island counts as New York City. We'll give it that. So, yeah, of course, that is for TNA Slammiversary upcoming on pay-per-view. We should just get right into it since we're already on the subject of TNA. Tonight is TNA Impact ahead of the pay-per-view. And on TNA Impact, we have Trick Williams, Frankie Kazarian taking on Joe Hendry and Mike Santana. We have JC Jane addressing Slammiversary, Moose taking on Sammy Callahan, the Hardys, Matt Cardona is in action, the Hometown Man takes on Judas Icarus, Order 4 collides with the System, Tessa Blanchard against Danny Luna, and we'll hear from the Elegance Brand. So no shortage of action ahead of the pay-per-view. This is a stacked show with match after match. Lance, anything you'd like to say about tonight's TNA Impact on Axis and various other channels?
It's the big go-home show, the final episode of either TNA or NXT, heading into a really big weekend with NXT star Trick Williams defending the TNA title and JC Jane, the NXT Women's Champion, putting her title on the line against Masha and the TNA Championship. We're going to have a unified multi-company champion coming out of Sunday.
We will. Unfortunately, when I look at it, I wish that that match, because it, to me, that is a big match. You know, obviously the TNA Knockouts title has had some of the absolute best wrestlers, I mean, in the history of wrestling, you know, not only women's wrestling, but wrestling, hold that title. And I think it has a certain level of prestige, you know, where it deserves more than just a few week build. I wish that we had, you know, perhaps months and months heading into this before we got Masha Slamovich taking on JC Jane, but we're going to get it on Saturday. And, you know, I know that the NXT universe got a little taste of Masha Slamovich over the past few months and on Tuesday on their TV show, but I've been around the country. I've been on shows up and down the U.S. with Masha Slamovich. And I mean, she is one of the best wrestlers, on the scene today. So I can't wait for more people to have eyes on her and what she brings to the table. You mentioned obviously Trick Williams defending that title, the TNA title against Joe Hendry and Mike Santana. A lot of people looking at this as a perfect time to crown Mike Santana, of course, in New York City, but you know, there's still a lot of meat left on the bone with Trick Williams as champion and, you know, Joe Hendry always popular with the fans, so you can't discount Trick or Joe. Although, I mean, you know, I guess you'd put money, if I had to bet, the betting favorite would not be Joe Hendry in that situation. But I could see either Trick or Santana walking away as the champion. So, Lance, anything you'd like to say there?
Well, thankfully, I have zero inside knowledge from a creative standpoint, so I can voice my opinion. I'm a big believer, pun intended, in Mike Santana. Joe was a great champion for us, and Trick has certainly gotten us a lot of publicity and notoriety, but I'm a big supporter of Mike Santana, and New York would be a heck of a place to do it.
Yeah, and Mike Santana making the media rounds this week. He was on the Ariel Helwani show talking a lot about his, you know, just past few years in the business, his ups and downs. And usually, you know, when you're getting sort of that big media push from the company, it sort of bodes well for your future. And I don't know if Mike Santana is going to walk away the champion after this weekend, but I would imagine that he is going to be the cornerstone of TNA moving forward, at least for the rest of 2025. I also, Lance, as I'm sure you know, am not privy to the booking of TNA, but that is what I would do if I were pulling the strings, so to speak. The rest of the show on Saturday, you know, Moose taking on Sami Callihan tonight. No rest for the wicked there, as he is set to defend his title against Leon Slater, the TNA X Division Championship on Saturday.
It's not exactly a match that will prepare him for Leon Slater, I will say that.
No, stylistically, I can't think of two people perhaps more at odds with each other than Sami Callihan and Leon Slater. Yeah, maybe. No, I would put you, actually, your style closer to Sami Callihan than I would Sami Callihan and Leon Slater as well. So, yeah.
It's pretty much an opposite spectrum of wrestling styles for sure. But Leon Slater going to try to dethrone Amazing Red as the youngest X Division champion in TNA history.
How old is Leon Slater? Do you know?
I think he's 20.
20
years old.
He's like
5 years younger than my youngest kid. Yeah.
It's always crazy to me to see, because we see it, you know, we see it often in wrestling now and we've seen it over the years. I hate to say that because that's not true. We saw Terry Gordy was phenomenal at a young age. Okada, Takeshita, they were trained very young and just phenomenal. Of course, Nick Wayne, Leon Slater. But we see this across all the sports, almost all the combat sports. You see guys in high school now making Olympic and world teams in wrestling, beating world champions in amateur wrestling. You have guys fighting in the UFC who are just some of the best fighters you're ever going to see. Fantastic, you know, in their mid-20s. So there's always a youth movement in these combat sports. And Moose, you know, Moose is a formidable task for anyone to defeat. But, you know, what a name for Leon Slater to take that title from, if indeed it is his destiny to be the youngest champion this weekend. We also have the Nemeths defending the tag titles in a four-way title ladder match against the Hardys, the Rascals, and First Class. We have Tessa Blanchard taking on Indy Hartwell, Mustafa Ali against Cedric Alexander, the Elegance Brand against the Inspiration, and as you mentioned, Masha Slamovich and JC Jane in that title unification, I guess you could say. Although it's not a unification match, it's title versus title. So somebody will walk out with both titles.
Yeah, you'll be a dual champion, not actually a unified champion. I guess I misspoke, but
double champion.
Someone's going to have two titles, which is pretty big news.
Yeah, and it looks cool. Not as cool as Ultimo Dragon standing around with nine belts, but it still looks pretty cool. You know what else is cool? The rest of this show, because we're coming right back at you after the break.
Children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their
their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. Wrestling Observer Live. No Mike Sempervivi or Brian Alvarez today. It's Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm in the house, bringing you all of the wrestling news that we can in 1 hour on the airwaves. So we already talked about the TNA Impact show tonight, TNA Slammiversary upcoming on Saturday, but
Sunday.
Sunday. I'm sorry, Lance. I apologize. You know, we're trying to do our debut team-up show and just getting facts wrong. Double champion, not unified champion. The show is on Sunday. We're not even sure if wherever Long – where is it? Long Island? I almost said Long Beach. Long Island. We're not even sure if Long Island is in New York City or not. We know it's in the state. The show is on Sunday.
Yes, but I have it on good authority that the show will be phenomenal, according to Carlos Silva, our TNA president.
Look at that. You read exactly where my mind was going. Because as it has been reported by many outlets, including Sports Illustrated, Sports Illustrated's The Takedown, the TNA roster believes that AJ Styles will be in attendance on Sunday in one capacity or another. Like you said, Carlos Silva trying to capitalize on the word phenomenal, of course, in a tweet promoting the show. The phenomenal AJ Styles, a Hall of Famer. Any which way you look at it, whether it's TNA, whether it's WWE, hey, he even staked his claim in New Japan as the top guy for a while overseas. This man has been around the world and done it twice over. One of the best wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. I hope he makes his return to TNA. Somewhat long overdue in some ways.
Yeah, I think it could be said that TNA might not even exist without AJ Styles. Like, that dude was the backbone of this company for years. Granted, he made his name in TNA, but it's like he made TNA's name as well. The dude was so great, and is so great, but I'm referring to his time in TNA, was just fantastic, phenomenal, whatever choice of words you want to use. I was fortunate enough, I actually wrestled him one time on a show in the UK, a tag team match, and had a lot of fun, and the dude's just fantastic in the ring.
Right. Obviously, when you think of TNA, if you were going to make a TNA round Mount Rushmore, which I will attempt to do right now, along with your help. But I would imagine that, you know, AJ Styles would have to be on that. Samoa Joe. Sting.
And I would go Jeff Jarrett as the fourth. Like, he was a founding father, if you will, as well as a long-running, established top guy. Like, I don't think you can have a Rushmore and exclude Jeff Jarrett. So there's a few other people that you'd want to include, but if you limit to four, it gets hard.
Yeah, it sure is, because there is a man who undoubtedly, I think, would also deserve to be up there in that sort of discussion. And that is a man making the news today, Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle, as reported once again, many outlets, including Real American Freestyle Wrestling themselves, have reported that Kurt Angle is joining Hulk Hogan's Real American Freestyle Wrestling Company as an announcer, it's going to be, are you ready for this? Are you, Lance?
Hit me.
Ensure me, please, before I tell you. It's going to be Kurt Angle in the booth with Chael Sonnen and Bubba, not the love sponge, Bubba Jenkins.
You had me there for a second.
Thank the Lord. Wrestling star Bubba Jenkins. So Kurt Angle, of course, storied, illustrious career. 1996 Olympic gold medalist in freestyle wrestling, winning it in the United States, in Atlanta, over a competitor from Iran, and made headlines across the world. Did it with a broken freaking neck, and of course went on to be multiple time WWF, WWE world champion, TNA world champion. I believe he held the IGF title, the Inoki era New Japan belt. So one of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time, going back to the amateur world in some capacity, as he will be on the call for the August 30th debut of Real American Freestyle Wrestling.
And what a coincidence that both he and Hulk Hogan won their first big accolade from an Iranian.
Wow. Yeah, that is, you know, about what, like maybe 10 years apart? I'm trying to think. I was very young when Hogan defeated the Iron Sheik.
Was it 83? I'm guessing.
83 is when I was born. And I believe WrestleMania would have been like 84. So Hogan would have had the belt, right, already by then. So, yeah, maybe like 13 years apart, which is crazy to think that that was still, you know, one of our main adversaries on the world stage. And if you look at politics today, well, still at odds. The more things change, the more apparently they stay the same ever since the inception of civilization. But yeah, Kurt Angle back in the news, not for being on the TNA Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame that we came up with, but being in the booth August 30th in Cleveland. I'm still waiting to see exactly where this show's gonna pop up at. You know, they talked about having a big streaming deal with, you know, somebody said Fox News streaming app.
What?
So, yeah. We'll see. We'll see if the association with the new NWO's third man, Izzy Martinez, pays off for Hogan and Bischoff. Let's see. What other big news do we have today? I saw that there was a interview, and we can get into another interview in a second, but there was an interview with Kane where he was asked if he was going to make a comeback, and quite frankly, he said no. You know, which is refreshing to hear in a lot of ways when so many other people are willing to, you know, milk it dry, so to speak, take all the money they can off the bone, whatever, you know, however you want to put it, in their career. So Kane doesn't sound like he's coming back. Maybe he'll come back, choke slam a few people.
I think more legends, veterans, whatever you want to refer to them as, need to take a page out of Kane's book and just say no. I think there is a shelf life, and I think it's best to get out before then well after your best before date.
Your expiration date.
Yes.
You don't want to go sour in the eyes of the public, and which actually Kane has done in the eyes of many people in the U.S. for other reasons than his wrestling. Although, you know, a lot of people did lament the end of his wrestling career. There was that few year period where it was just Kane and the Big Show running in on every main event over and over and over. Ugh.
I had a run, I don't recall what year, 02, 03, where I think I was taking a choke slam from Kane on every single show for like 4 or 5 weeks in a row. And then there was a point where we missed 1 week, and then I wrestled them like the next week, and I actually suggested two in a row as the finish just to get my average back up. I wrestled Kane a ton, and dude had my number. I don't imagine I beat him very often.
You know, I had like a week-long tryout at Deep South, which would have been, I don't know, 2006 maybe. And that was at the time that they were doing the fake Kane angle. And Drew Gallows, Luke Gallows, Dot Gallows, Festus, whatever you want to call him, fake Kane was there. And they said, hey, you know, you're here for the week. We're paying you a few $100, whatever it is. Why don't you come on over here and let old Gallows practice that choke slam? So at the instruction of Bill DeMott, I think I took, you know, 40 choke slams maybe in a row on the old hard ring that they had down there. And, you know, hey, 20 years later, I'm headed towards back surgery. So
is Brian Lee still around? Can we get a fake Taker versus fake Kane match to round off the world with the faker Taker and the fake Kane?
I mean, I would also like to get the fake Diesel to take on the real Diesel if we're going to do that and just run the entire gamut. You know what I mean?
Gamut of people who played the same gimmick and character.
Glenn Jacobs has to wrestle against Gallows as Kane, then he's got to wrestle against Kevin Nash as Diesel. Hey, I'd pay for that.
There you go. Are you aware that there was talks in the Faker Taker generation of actually calling him the Overtaker, and they were going to make a tag team as the Undertaker and the Overtaker?
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in the next segment of the show to talk about AEW Collision and whatever other wrestling news we can think of. Wrestling Observer Live coming back at you.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back in the house. Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm hosting the show today. Much like there was a guest host last night on Jimmy Kimmel, of all things, as newly minted, I guess you could say, professional wrestler Jelly Roll, better known for his recording escapades in the world of hip-hop and country music, guest hosted the show and interviewed his tag team partner at SummerSlam, Randy Orton, as they are set to take on Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre. Now, this was a 12-minute segment. I'm not sure. I watched the entire thing, Lance. I'm not sure if you did.
I forwarded through a little bit of just the conversation because I checked it out right before we got on the air. So I watched all of the confrontation and most of the interview.
Yeah, the interview was not bad. I mean, Jelly Roll clearly, and we've kind of seen it with like this media push I've noticed over the past few days, of Jelly Roll loves wrestling. Jelly Roll is one of the hardest workers we've ever seen. Jelly Roll takes this seriously. Well, I mean, in the interview, he came off really genuine with his love and admiration and respect of pro wrestling. So it's always good to see. They didn't make light of pro wrestling, as, you know, sometimes you'd see in the past on some of these talk shows. So I thought it was a good overall segment leading up to. We had a run-in, which two. An unexpected swerve in some ways at the end. We had a run-in first by Drew McIntyre as he and Randy Orton engaged in pedestrian fisticuffs, I would say. Didn't even require security to break them up. They spilled to the back. Jelly Roll was left alone and pondered what to do. He looked as if he was confused. He didn't know if he should send it to commercial, much like I have been doing this entire show. He was miffed, but he had a professional come in to save him, much like I have with you, Lance, here to back me up, as Logan Paul showed up. And Logan Paul got in his face. They came to physical blows, I guess you could say, which ended with Jelly Roll, of all things, choke slamming Logan Paul through the announce desk and standing tall, pitching the show and pitching SummerSlam to the audience as they roared with ovation. So an overall productive segment, as I've seen it reported. I've seen it all over social media. It's been on the news. So it got them some notoriety, which of course is what you're looking for in this sort of angle.
Yeah, it's just to grab eyeballs, get clips that can be shown on SportsCenter or newscasts and trend online. So mission accomplished on that front. As a detail guy and producer, though, I did notice they almost knocked the desk over on the up of the choke slam, which would have been a disaster, because I assume that was live television.
Yeah, yeah. Jelly Roll would have had, like, hold him up there like he was the giant in WCW and had to readjust the choke slam not to spike him on the desk if they would have done that. I don't know if Jelly Roll could have pulled that one off. But, Lance, you said you also watched the Andy Kaufman, Jerry Lawler segment to kind of get a another view on this. So,
yeah, that was really interesting in that, like, the Jelly Roll one, everyone could tell this was a pro wrestling production. It was very much the same as you would see on a wrestling show. I don't think anybody was meant to believe that this was a shoot. But the Kaufman Jerry Lawler one, I thought, was an amazing balance in that they didn't try to convince anyone that wrestling was real, but they never told anyone it wasn't. And Letterman kind of played that doubtful fan of that era. And Kaufman and Jerry played it straight. And right before commercial break, Jerry smacked the living bejesus out of Kaufman. And when they come back from break, Kaufman cut a promo that would have got beeped out. Well, it did get bleeped out then, and it would get bleeped out if we played it here on Sports Byline, because he used some harsh language.
Yeah, I think in segments, like, when I go back and I do a lot of reading and you look at the history of pro wrestling, even dating back to the late 1800s, the public knows what's going on. There's no sense in trying to convince everyone that pro wrestling is legitimate. It's on the up and up. But what you can do is convince people that the beef between persons is legitimate and that there is a real conflict there. And I think when you focus kind of on that, it comes off a lot better rather than, you know, trying to pull the wool over someone's eyes. Now, before the show ends, we should talk about, or I should talk about, because I don't think that you actually watched the entire show, but I should talk about AEW Dynamite, the big show of Wednesday. Of course, a big show in AEW coming off of the pay-per-view, what Tony Khan called their biggest pay-per-view, their biggest show of all time this past Saturday. So we had AEW Dynamite coming to us from the Byline Bank Aragon Ballroom in Chicago, which they'll be at until July 31st. A very unique looking building too. I think it looks awesome on TV. I think anything that looks different usually comes off great. I did see, I think it was Joey Janela asked if they were shooting this at the Casa Bonita, which I could see where he'd get that joke from, but I think it looks awesome on TV. Obviously it's a different look than the arenas. It's a ballroom, so you have that kind of vintage background. But the show opened with Hangman Page. He's in the ring being showered with cheers, chants. He actually told the crowd they deserved it. And the crowd chanted, "We deserve it." He thanked many people: Orange Cassidy, Jay White, Adam Copeland, The Ops, Brian Danielson, Darby Allin, Will Ospreay, even Swerve Strickland. He said he shed blood and tears on Saturday night. Some people would say that makes him less of a man, but he's got a wife and kids at home that love him, millions of fans that could be proud of him, and that he is the champion. So very strong promo coming off of his big title win on Saturday. And, I mean, accomplished its goal. The champion came off looking like a superstar. We then had what ended up being kind of the theme of the show, an action-packed match between Kyle Fletcher and Mascara Dorada. Don Callis and Lance Archer were ringside but did not get involved. Dorada looked great. He made his comeback. Fletcher was a great base for him, took his high-flying lucha offense well, and eventually, after Dorada made his comeback, he got buried with a lawn dart in the corner, a running boot, and then planted it with a brainbuster, and the proto-star gets the win. Then we had the Bucks being questioned by Renee backstage. They arrived via Uber. They no longer have the company credit card to use on their various escapades. They tried talking to Marina Shafir. She blew them off. They were led downstairs to their locker room, which is in the doldrums in the basement. The Ricochet and the Gates of Agony approached and laughed at them. And then Don Callis approached. And what he proposed was, hey, I've got some extra space on my couch. Why don't we team up? And the Bucks said, hey, look, we're not joining your family, but maybe we can do business. And they all hugged, much to the seeming chagrin of Matt and Nick. We had the Hurt Syndicate backstage cutting a promo. MVP begged the tag division to take the titles from them. He said, the division's getting boring. MJF then let Hangman know that he is the best in the world. He's going to beat Hangman clean for the title. He doesn't need the contract to cash in. He said he is the personal embodiment of Hangman's depression, which that doesn't seem like it'd be good for Max either, but hey. And that nice guys finished last, and they are not nice at all. We had Hechicero, Josh Alexander, and their partners, the Young Bucks, come out. The Young Bucks come out, no pyro, no music, highlight of them losing. They take on Jet Speed, Bandido, Brody King, another all-action match. Bucks went for the EVP trigger, but didn't know what to call it and hesitated. This led to the babyfaces making their comeback. Eventually, Bandido went for the 21-plex, but he got quadruple teamed by the heels. Hechicero choked him out. And they're clearly positioning because they showed a highlight video of Hechicero challenging Bandido after the ROH title match on Friday. They're clearly positioning Hechicero for a title match. We had Cope come out, the rated R legend. He said he didn't come out at All In to save Christian Cage. He doesn't blame Nick Wayne or Chris Sabian. He hopes Christian gets right, but he came back to get his hands on FTR. This brought out Stoke. Stoke said after his actions on Saturday that if Adam Copeland lays a finger on FTR, he will be fired. And Cope said, well, you didn't say anything about yourself, and speared Stoke. Mark Briscoe cut a fiery promo. Thekla, Queen Amanada, Willow Nightingale, and Chris Statlander had a four-way $100,000 fight. Again, all action. Eventually, Thekla won with the help of Sky Blue, cause a distraction, and Julia Hart, who came into the ring, misted Queen Amanada and allowed Thekla to hit a stomp for the win. There's a Tony Storm promo in which she was interrupted by Athena. This set up Tony Storm taking on Billy Starks next week. There was a promo from the former Patriarchy. Don Callis came out with both title belts, the Continental and International titles. Then that brought out Kazuchika Okada with new theme music. He squashed some scrub and then called out Swerve Strickland, of all people. And they had a face-to-face. And in the main event, we had the Death Riders, Jon Moxley, Wheeler Yuta, Claudio Castagnoli, taking on the team of Hangman Adam Page, Mark Briscoe, Powerhouse Hobbs. And Hangman won the match for his team. He rolled up Claudio with a jackknife as he was going for the neutralizer. The Death Riders attacked Hangman after the match until Darby Allin appeared in the rafters, much like his mentor Sting. And this caused a distraction long enough for Hangman to recover, hit a buckshot lariat, and stand tall. So a good edition of AEW Dynamite. I think coming off their biggest show of the year, if indeed the idea is to present All In as the biggest show of the year, I think they just should have had some hook, another big return. I don't necessarily mean Hook himself, but you know, another big return to the show, some big surprise. There were no big returns. There was a mention of it being Forbidden Door season, but they could have had, I know it's tough with the G1 coming up, but they could have had an invasion from CMLL, an invasion from New Japan, just something to kickstart it in that direction. But like I said, a good all-action show of AEW Dynamite, and we will be back after the break to wrap it up.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live here, back for the final segment of the show. And in some ways, I think the most important segment of the show, because this is the news that I know many listeners have been waiting for, the news that they wait for virtually every show, Lance, and that is ratings news. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Get this. According to Paul Fontaine, can you imagine? Imagine that Tuesday night's edition of NXT dropped in ratings as they took on the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. 586,000 viewers, a staggering 25% drop in the 18 to 49 demo. I'd ask you if you have any thoughts on that, but quite frankly, you know, I just threw it in there to kill time. I don't think you care. I don't think I care. I don't think anybody cares about our thoughts on the ratings, really.
I'm not going to lose sleep over it, that's for sure.
No, not at all. And another news note before we go, because I know people love talking about him, but there's Omos. It's been talked about Omos maybe going down to AAA and making an appearance. So, as always, a packed day of news on the wrestling beat. A packed weekend upcoming. Tonight, once again, TNA Impact. Saturday, UFC 318. Sunday, TNA Slammiversary, AEW Collision on Saturday. And the show will be back tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on Friday with Brian Alvarez and
Lance Storm.
Lance Storm. So thanks for
fun
joining
Friday.
Us.
Friday.
Thanks for joining us. The show will be back tomorrow for a fun Friday. Have a good one, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.